It is Sunday, the 6th of May, 2012. This is the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
See, Iti's had it right every time. We're still trying to get used to not Becca Bacon Martin.
Yes, success.
It's only a month tomorrow. It's okay if we don't get it yet. Okay, this is another exhibit I'm in love with.
Okay.
It is happening at the Rogers Historical Museum. It's called Portraits in Gray, and it's a collection of photographs of Civil War soldiers.
Right.
Like the tintypes and ambrotypes, portraits of men going off to war. The one that everybody talks about is somebody named Tommy Wood. And the picture started out being about 2 inches square. I'm showing you 2 inches, guys, in case, sorry. And they know all about him. They figured out who he was because he had written his initials in the brim of his cap, which you can see in the photograph. Wow. He was 17 and was a drummer boy. And he ended up dying during the war, not from being injured, but he got pneumonia. And they even have his obituary where it says that he said the pastor went to the hospital in Richmond where he was and said, "Are you afraid to die?" And he said, "No, my mother and father have both gone to heaven and I'd rather go there." Fascinating stories. These were all of the photographs that are in this exhibit were collected by a gentleman in Atlanta named David Vaughn. And he always had a passion for the Civil War and was trying to collect uniforms and weapons and all of these things. And he saw the first tintype and went, "Everything I want to collect is in that photo. I shall collect those." And he has one of the biggest and best collections in the country. They've been blown up to poster size. So you're really looking into the eyes of these people as they felt at that moment in time. And it's fascinating. The exhibit is up at the Rogers Historical Museum through July 21st. Of course, they're not open today, so now I've teased you and you have to wait and go tomorrow. But hours are 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. There is a cost of $2 for this exhibit. I think we can manage that.
Yes, we can.
And they have a Civil War Family Day scheduled for June 23rd that will have special events and free admission. Also today, another Reader's Digest condensed. Part 2 of the Trail Mix Concert Tour.
I am going.
Good for you. It sounds like so much fun. 1 to 3:30 on the Lake Fayetteville Trail. Go check out nwaonline.com/whatsup because we've got the whole package of who's playing, how you get there, where you park, all of that. And then afterward, there's a free show for kids by Kids Rock Band Milkshake.
Nice.
4:30 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. At 2 today, Anna Wilson is doing a country, jazz, and pop performance at Arend Art Center in Bentonville, part of the Live on Stage series. Tickets are $5 for children and $20 for adults. Its first Sunday is at Ozark Folkways near Winslow with the Rusty Plow Band.
Rusty Plow Band.
Yes. 2 to 4 o'clock. Ozarks Chorale performs at 2:30 at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. That's $10. And the Arkansas Winds perform at 3 o'clock at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. That's $8 for students and $10 for adults. And come back tomorrow. It goes on all week.
Okay.
Busy end to a busy weekend. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.